ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You are listening to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be looking at a very interesting topic. That topic is related to one of the sins that has been prohibited in the Holy Quran as well as the Hadith. I'm speaking of spying on others or probing into other people's flaws. In Arabic, they usually refer to this as tajassus. In one beautiful verse of the Holy Quran, we read the following. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Avoid much suspicion. Indeed, some suspicions are sins. And do not spy on or backbite one another. The first part is concerned with the topic where we are discussing. The rest of the verse of the Holy Quran is about backbiting. We'll refrain from reading that. In any case, like we said, this is a very bad deed, and as you can see, it's been prohibited in the Quran. The question we want to pose today with respect to this topic is, what are the consequences of probing into other people's flaws? In order to answer this question, we can take inspiration from the hadiths which have been narrated from the infallibles, alayhim assalam, regarding this topic. In one beautiful hadith, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said this, do not probe for flaws in believers. For a man that probes the flaws of his brother will have God probe into his own flaws. If you probe into the flaws of others, Allah will probe into your flaws. And when God probes the flaws of a man, he will expose him even if he were inside his own home. Right? Obviously, God's knowledge is immaculate and perfect and all-encompassing, and there is nothing hidden from him. So if he wants to probe into the flaws of a person and expose him, he definitely will do so. Any meaning that if a person tries to disgrace another person by probing into his flaws, you know, as a result, God will disgrace this person by exposing his flaws and probing into his mistakes and errors. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said this, do not ask the woman who fornicates about her partner in the offense. For just like it was easy for her to commit fornication, so it will be easy for her to accuse an innocent Muslim. This is, I guess, a matter related to law and also the interrogation of a criminal who has committed this act. The Prophet says that if a person, you know, has committed fornication and gets caught, then you shouldn't probe into who her culprit was or who the culprit of the person was who committed this act. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam also said, do not probe into the religiosity of people lest you remain without a friend. The consequence of this act of spying on people is that people will, you know, cut their ties with this person and no longer remain his friend. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the consequences of probing into other people's flaws in the light of the hadith of the infallibles. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.